Non-toxigenic E. coli is not a bacteria that causes illness, but it's measured to test the overall cleanliness of cheese. Before a 2009 rewrite of the regulations, the FDA allowed up to 10,000 colony-forming units per gram. But now they'll take disciplinary action if a product contains over 10 units of the bacteria in 3 out of 5 samples. Licensed cheesemaker Marika Penteman makes Gouda from raw milk. She says the unpasteurized cheese has to age longer to meet those standards.
That's going to have a tremendous economical impact for a lot of smaller cheese creameries like us that cannot afford to have so much aging cheese in their inventory.
Penteman says she hopes the FDA can work with raw milk cheese producers to set a more realistic standard. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.